We're back. Actually, are we back? We just started the show. Welcome. How about that?
Hey.
Hey, this is Xeniel Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
And on this show, we play the songs. I got to come up with a better catchphrase. I don't like this catchphrase.
Me either.
from very specific years. This year, the show, the whole show, is 2003. And I know what you're thinking. Isn't 2003 just emo and nu metal?
Yes.
So it's mostly emo and nu metal. But we're gonna work our way around it. What do you think? What do you think, Riley? How are you feeling today?
I'm tired.
Yeah.
Someone made me get up at like 10 today, and that was terrible.
Oh, that's true. Well, summer's almost over, so don't worry. But this time next week, you'll be getting up at a normal time. Very excited. Everyone's very excited for that. And everyone's very excited to hear about Riley's school venture into high school. Very
Absolutely no one cares.
No one.
I don't even care.
Well, that's fine. I'll care for both of us. I mean, I'm not going to do your homework for you, but I'll care for both of us. But anyway, let's get back to the music. We're going to hear some 2003 favorites. We're going to hear some Jet. We're going to hear some The White Stripes. And first, we're going to start off with a band from Jacksonville, Florida. This is Yellow Card with Ocean Avenue.
There's a place off Ocean Avenue where I used to sit and talk with you. We were both 16 and it felt so right. Sleeping all day, staying up all night. Staying up all night. There's a place on the corner of Cherry Street. We would walk on the beach in our bare feet. We were both 18 and it felt so right.
Let your waves crash down. Me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. I say you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey? Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her. Said, are you gonna be my girl? It's a 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. I said you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money with a face like that, do ya? Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her. I said, are you gonna be my girl?
Are You Gonna Be My Girl by Jet from their Get Born album. Before that, we had The Hardest Button to Button by the White Stripes. And before that,
we had Ocean Avenue.
We had Ocean Avenue by Yellow Card. Look at you paying attention.
I picked that song.
That's true. You picked a lot of these songs. So what do you think of these songs that you picked? What about the songs that you didn't pick? Mainly, you know.
I don't know why you picked The Hardest Button to Button because the White Stripes...
The white stripes
have like, I know what they're called.
All right,
I'm sticking with it. They have like, they're like one song that people know, and you didn't play it.
Some, they have more than one song. They obviously have The Hardest Button to Button.
Well,
maybe they have one song that you know.
They have one song that everyone knows.
What song is that?
Seven Nation Army.
Oh yeah, that's a good one too.
That's the one.
I don't know. I feel like they have a lot of songs. Oh. Seven Nation Army. This is what I heard. I don't know how true this is. What I heard is Jack White wrote that song and just kind of held on to it until he could get it into a James Bond movie, and then they never invited him to do a James Bond song. And then he released the song, and then they said, hey, you want to write a James Bond song? And he was like, aw, sure. And then he did. But I don't know which Bond movie it is, because I didn't do all that research. Hmm. Anyway, that's my fun fact for the day? No. What do we got here? We got more music. That's right. We got some Fountains of Wayne. Stacy's mom.
I literally found out like yesterday that it isn't Foundations of Wayne.
Fountains of
Wayne. I've been saying Foundations of Wayne for like 5 years.
Did you know that their songwriter, Adam Schlesinger, wrote like a bajillion songs? He's one of the greatest modern songwriters of all time until he died in 2020. But he wrote a lot of stuff that you've heard. He wrote That Thing You Do from the movie That Thing You Do.
Is that a Weezer record?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Just turn around and look. The one that says Buddy Holly.
Oh, no. That's a picture of Buddy Holly.
It looks exactly like Rivers Cuomo.
No. That is a picture of Buddy Holly.
No. That's not... No.
All right.
That's literally Rivers Cuomo.
I'll tell you what.
Hold on.
Can use the next couple of songs to Google who in the world Buddy Holly is, but right now...
That's literally him.
Right now, we'll start off with Stacy's Mom by Fountains of Wayne.
Stacy's mom.
right. That was Girls Not Grey.
Oh.
By AFI.
Oh, I didn't pick it.
You didn't pick it, but you would totally like that band.
No.
You do totally like that band.
I don't.
They are as emo as they come.
I don't think that's true. All
right. Well, before that, we had I Believe in a Thing Called Love by The Darkness. And we let it off with Stacy's Mom by Fountains of Wayne. All very good selections from 2003. Because that's what we're doing here on Centennial Yearbook. We're recapping 2003. So, I'll give you a thing that happened in 2003. And then we'll cut to commercial. You know what happened? Michael Jordan's last basketball game happened in 2003.
He doesn't do it anymore?
His last professional basketball game. And also LeBron James' first professional basketball game, also in 2003. So it was like a little passing of the torch. How about that?
Weird.
Weird stuff. All right. Well, we'll be back in a couple of minutes on Zennial Yearbook. This is the 2003 show, I should say. Yeah.
Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Hi, it's Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield, and I also host the Cultural Pittsfield radio show on WTBR. It airs every Friday at 8:30 in the morning. Stay tuned to learn all about the arts and culture scene for the city of Pittsfield and beyond. We hope you listen in every Friday at 8:30 on 89.7 FM WTBR.
Hi, this is Officer Darren Derby with the Pittsfield Police Department. Folks, unfortunately, drug use is a driving factor for a lot of crime taking place in our city. The most prevalent crime being theft. Please, take the extra time to ensure that your belongings are safe inside your vehicle. Do not leave anything of value in plain sight. Hide your belongings. Place them in your trunk or take anything of value out of the vehicle. Always keep your vehicle locked. Don't make it easy for them. This message is brought to you by the Pittsfield Police Department in cooperation with WTBR-FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at Sondrini.com.
I, for one, dream of an America where everybody knows that the bird is the word.
My God, is it possible? Have the boys in the lab confirm this.
Thank you.
That is Such Great Heights by the Postal Service. Welcome back. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
That's Riley. This is Xennial Yearbook. And this is the 2003 show. Riley was right. This is not an emo or new metal song.
Oh, I thought we were still on AFI. Never mind. No. I thought you changed that. I forgot you changed the album.
I did. I changed it. I wouldn't put a commercial in the middle of the three song.
Never mind. I don't know. I thought you were being weird.
No. So as Riley has alluded to, this is the part in the show where we do the thing. We play three songs from an album. And, you know, because it's cool. Because that's how we do it in the show. But I was going to do AFI's Sing the Sorrow, which is with Girls Not Grey. But what are you doing?
I'm allowed to read the Plague Dogs instead of anything else on that list.
Oh, my gosh. All right. People are going to need a little bit of background.
For summer reading, we got, like, a list today. And I was like,
I'm sure that list existed before, literally.
I don't like these dumb books.
A week before
school
started.
Well, they're not dumb. I've just read a lot of them. Okay. And then I'm like, can I read this other book? My teacher's like, okay.
All right. Good. Well, you got a week. You got a week to read it. Anywho, so this album we're going to do is, of course, Linkin Park's Meteora from 2003. Their 2003 sophomore smash hit Meteora. Here's some fun facts about Meteora. Did you know they wrote upwards of 40 songs? No, 80 songs. They wrote 80 songs. And they whittled it down to, like, 13 or so, maybe 11 that made the album. They wrote 40 different choruses for the song Somewhere I Belong, because they had to get it right.
I can't even write one song.
That's how much effort they put into this album. It's a lot of effort. But you know what? They came out with a whole lot of good album. It's a good album, even though, you know, it's new metal. We're basically new metal and emo all the way down. So enjoy your Meteora, guys. This is Don't Stay by Linkin Park.
Just giving myself back control. Stay. Forget our memories. A little bit of disregard, handful of complaints, but I can't help the fact that everyone can see these scars. I am what I want you to want, what I want you to feel, but it's like no matter what I do, I can't convince you to just believe this is real. So I let go, watching you turn your back like you always do, face away and pretend that I'm not, but I'll be here cause you're all that I got.
I can't
can, but sometimes I don't make sense. I am what you never want to say, but I've never had a doubt. It's like no matter what I do, I can't convince you for once just to hear me out. So I let go, watching you turn your back like you always do, face away and pretend that I'm not, but I'll be here cause you're all that I got.
That's Numb by Linkin Park, off of their Meteor album. Before that, we had Faint, and before that, we had Don't Stay. This is the 2003 show. What do you think of that pick, Riley?
All, that was good.
All bangers? Is that what the kids are saying?
I don't know why you put Faint on there. I have literally every other song on that album, but yeah, I guess.
Well, I get to pick songs too, and I like.
And you picked Faint?
That's what I wanted to hear. Yeah. Sorry. You know what? I could have picked the Encore Numb Jay-Z mashup.
It's so bad.
But I didn't.
I don't like it.
Although, maybe if we have time at the end of the show, I'll play it.
No.
I don't know. We'll see. Stay tuned. What else happened in 2003? There were some famous tech foundings, like MySpace, the launching of MySpace. Have you ever heard of that?
I have. It's all, like, bugged out now, though.
Oh,
it doesn't work anymore.
Bugged out. It took over for Friendster. Remember Friendster?
I have literally never heard of that.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. It was like... And then after that was Facebook. So think Facebook, but like three generations earlier. Yeah. It was a good, and 4chan. You ever heard of that? That also launched in 2003.
Yes, I have.
Well, maybe... I don't want to hear any more about that.
That's a very strange website these days.
It's it was strange then. I don't even go anywhere near 4chan.
It's even stranger now.
I believe you. So what do we got going on? We have a couple more songs. We're going to hear... what are we going to hear? Some Dashboard Confessional. And then we're going to hear... Oh, a song that is neither emo nor nu metal.
See, look, if I click on literally anything on 4chan, it gets blocked.
That's awesome. That's great. Ask your parent.
No!
Negative. The answer is no.
No.
We're going to hear Maps by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs off of their Fever to Tell album from 2003. Riley, let me know what you think.
Pack up. Breathe in for luck. Breathe in so deep. This air is blessed. You share with me. This night is wild, so calm and dull. These hearts, they race from self-control. Your legs are smooth as they graze mine. We're doing good. We're doing nothing at all.
My arms are so high that you kiss my kill me. So won't you kill me? So aren't I happy? My heart is yours to fill a thirst, to break a barrier. Where is jewelry? Whichever you prefer.
The words are hushed. Let's not get busted. Just lay entwined here, undiscovered. Safe here from all the stupid questions. Hey, did you get some? Man, that is so dumb. Stay quiet, stay near, stay close. They can't hear, so we can get some.
My hopes are so high that your kiss might kill me. Kill me. When we're in, I think so late, at least one thing we share together. The streets were wet and the gates were locked, so I jumped in and I let you in. And she stood at your door, your hands on my waist, and you kissed me like you meant it.
That was, what was that?
That was Hands Down by Dashboard Confessional.
Hands Down by Dashboard Confessional. Before that, we had Maps by Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Yeah, that's a good time. Pretty emo-ish. Little Dashboard Confessional. What do you think?
I think I picked one of those songs.
that's also true. Real quick, before we go take a quick break. What else happened in 2003? The last commercial flight of the Concorde.
The what?
Oh my gosh. The Concorde. The Concorde was...
Isn't that like a grape?
With an E at the end. Concorde with an E. It's an airplane. It was a supersonic passenger airplane. You would be able to fly from London to New York and like... 3 hours or something. Really fast. Faster than... pretty fast.
How fast is the Super Knuckles airplane?
I don't know what that means.
What about the Super Shadow? What about the Super Tails?
What
about the Super Eggman?
Yes.
That would be really slow.
The Super Eggman airplane. You should probably... I caught up. We're talking about Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Nice one. I don't know. I'll have to think about it. But we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes with the third half. The third half? The third of the show. This is Xennial Yearbook on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield. We'll see ya in a minute.
WTBR. Where's the kaboom? There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
Pass it on. Today my bank made a big mistake, but I forgave them. My server spilled water on me, but I forgave him. my toddler drew lipstick on the wall. Was I ever mad? It got me thinking, I can forgive my bank and my server, but I'm upset with my own kid? I mean, what's most important here? So, tonight, the two of us are doing lipstick art. On paper. Forgiveness is in you.
Pass it on.
From PassItOn.com.
This is Joe Walsh. One thing I do when I'm not playing rock and roll is get on the air as an amateur radio operator. Also called ham radio, is a communication service provided by ordinary people just like you and me. We have a national emergency communication system in place 24/7, 365. Find out more about amateur radio at ARRL.org/whatishamradio. See you on the air.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union. Proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal. Opportunity grows here. With locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's evcohypnosis.com.
Let's have a party with all our friends. Let's have a good time. Don't let it end. We got the people.
Hey friends, if you're looking for some party music, tune in to Polka Express with me, Bill Gustavus, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 and Sunday mornings from 8 to 10. Right here on 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
What's going on here?
Combining the miracle of modern technology with the secrets of ordinary street junkies. Producing this.
89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
Now I will tell you what I've done for you. 50,000 tears I've cried, screaming, deceiving, and bleeding for you, and you still won't hear me. Don't want your hand this time, I'll save myself. Maybe I'll wake up for once, not when I thought I'd reach.
Going Under by Evanescence on Zennial Yearbook.
Fun fact about Kyle, he hates Evanescence. He's complaining about it like the whole time.
Basically the whole week when Riley said, ooh, 2003, you can play Evanescence. It's just like, been a nonstop complaint.
Hate it. Like, it's so weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
No one hates Evanescence. They're just not hateable.
Not everyone likes everything.
I think everyone likes this.
Well, you would be mistaken. Anywho, back to it. Yeah, this is Zenith Yearbook. It's the 2003 show. We only have two more years to do, and then we'll have to start over with, in some different order. Maybe we'll branch out. Maybe we'll play some from 2006. You're not even paying attention. How did you not hear that? How did you not get super excited when I said...
Wait, what did you say?
When I said 2006.
What about 2006?
Wait. Yeah. Isn't that when your album came out?
I was Googling people who hate Evanescence. I didn't hear what you said.
That's fine. Well, you continue Googling.
Wait, can we do 2006 then?
I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see. We'll keep the emo train going with Cinches Fail. What Bloody Romance.
Yeah! what you create.
Until the Day I Die by Story of the Year. Before that, we had smashed into pieces by Silverstein.
Yeah, sorry. That was the wrong song. I didn't mean to.
Before that,
sorry.
We had Bloody Romance by Senses Fail. Three straight screamo songs. I hope you're proud of yourself.
I am.
What?
That's what you get for having Mom on the show and playing all that stupid music.
Just a bunch of screamo instead?
Yeah.
This is what the kids are into, I suppose.
No,
yelling
just me.
Songs about abuse and self-harm.
Sorry.
And yelling.
At least have a Swifty.
I mean.
Okay. I feel like this was better.
All right. Well, we're almost done. Almost done with the show.
Did you tell everyone what we did yesterday?
No. You were sitting right next to me. You're sitting across from me. You know what we did.
I knew.
Yesterday.
We saw Kyle's favorite band at a concert.
Well, I don't think they were my favorite band.
But we saw Kyle's second favorite band at a concert.
I did appreciate them much more than I thought I would. We saw Toad the Wet Sprocket out in Deerfield.
We saw a celebrity there by the name of Bob Heck.
A local celebrity, Bob Heck.
Bob.
He was out there too.
He's like right there. Bob.
Well, it's late. He may have gone.
He might be home. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
What's up, Bob?
So yeah, good show. What do you think of that show?
I mean, it was fun.
It was fun.
I'd rather see something else. But, like, it was cool.
It was cool watching, like, professionals play the guitar with ease because he's been playing those songs for 30 years.
He didn't have any
say.
Shoes on, which was weird.
Yeah, Glenn Phillips didn't have any shoes on. But that's his thing.
I
saw him 25 years ago. He didn't have any shoes on then.
I wonder if he's ever put a pair of shoes on between those two times.
That is.
Maybe not.
That's a good question. Let's keep the music rolling with a little bit of Finger 11.
I wasted the light between both these times. I drew a really thin line. It's nothing I planned, and not that I can. But you should be mine across that line. If I traded it all, if I gave it all away for one thing. Just for one thing. If I sorted it out, if I knew all about this one thing, wouldn't that be something? I promise I might not walk on by. Maybe next time, but not this time. Even though I know, I don't wanna know. Yeah, I guess I know. I just hate how it sounds. If I traded it all, if I gave it all away for one thing, just for one thing. If I sorted it out, if I knew all I. Wouldn't that be something? If I traded it all, if I gave it all away for one thing, just for one thing. If I sorted it out, if I knew all about this one thing, wouldn't that be something? I don't wanna know. Yeah, I guess I know. I just hate how it sounds. Even though I know, I don't wanna know. Yeah, I guess I know. I just hate how it sounds. If I traded it all, if I gave it all away.
one thing, wouldn't that be something? If I traded it all, if I gave it all away for one thing, just for one thing. If I sorted it out, if I knew all about this one thing, wouldn't that be something? If I traded it.
Blink 182 with Feeling This. Before that, we had Finger 11 with One Thing. What do you think of those?
I liked both of those songs.
Whoa, look at you. Well, it is 2003. It is your wheelhouse.
Is my what?
Your wheelhouse. Your the area that you like that area.
It's, I do.
It's good for you. No, that's not what that means. Anyway, look it up. It's an... Are you breaking the microphone over there?
No.
No?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Everything's fine. Anywho, this...
There is no broken mic over here.
This has been Xennial Yearbook. I am Kyle.
I'm Riley.
Yeah, we're going to end it with a little bit of Metric. We'll hear you guys... No, you'll hear us guys next week when we do the 1989 show. Not the Taylor Swift variety, but like... stuff from 1989. This is Combat Baby by Metric.
We used to leave the blue lights on, and there was a beat. Ever since you have been gone, it's all caffeine.